Okay, so Saturday the 25th of May was a day that will live long in the memory of every single Tranmere Rovers fan. They returned to League One with a brilliant 1-0 victory over Newport County down at Wembley in the League Two playoff final, Connor Jennings scoring the winning goal. We'll hear from him in a moment or two. We're also going to hear from striker James Norwood, goalkeeper Scott Davis and Liam Rydals, who had redemption after his sending off at Wembley 12 months earlier. But first of all, here's what Mark Palios had to say in the mix zone after the game as he tried to sum things up.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. It was fantastic from the point of view that I think the fans were immense again. The lads just don't know when they're beaten. Mickey makes changes again. They're right and wrested back control from them because a lot of the game they were forcing us to play their game, and the changes he made a difference. So it's just like deja vu. All the good things come together again, and on we go.
What was going through your head when Jennings headed that ball home?
He's offside. The first thing I do when a goal scores is I look at the linesman. It was an unbelievable feeling because I knew that people said I didn't react, and I didn't because I knew there was 2 minutes to go. And I find them, you know, all credit to Newport. They'll battle right to the end. They're big and they're ugly at the corners. They play to their strengths, and they don't know when they're beaten as well. So, you know, as far as I was concerned, it wasn't over until he literally blew that whistle. But it was fantastic. They turn up and they do the job.
You came to this club because they dropped into League Two, and now you're here and they're back in League One just 4 or 5 years later.
No, when we dropped into out the league, there was 3 years taken off the business plan, and so I recalibrated it, and I'm now 1 year ahead, so work that out.
And also, we stood here and talked about some brave decisions that Mickey Mellon made last year when he had to reshuffle after a sending off and after injuries, and this year he has to make the decision of bringing big Steve McNulty on with 20-30 minutes left, and it proved to be a real big one.
Yeah, Mickey will talk about it himself, but I think we needed more control and actually some, you know, another pair of hands in the box, as it were. I'm not sort of mixing my metaphors. So in that regard, it was sensible, and the two fullbacks could push forward. I thought Ryde's had a great game today. I think he's paid me back. I wasn't going to say to him, he's done me twice at Wembley, but he's paid me back today. I thought he had a great game, and Connor's Connor.
What's it mean to you?
It's fantastic, but you know, I said last year, I love alliteration. 4 years ago, I said it's devastating today, but not disastrous tomorrow. Last year, I said we celebrate today, but we concentrate tomorrow to get out of this league. And today is pretty much the same. You know, we celebrate today, but we concentrate tomorrow to try and, you know, make sure that we compete in League One next year.
Three in a row.
Why not?
Why not indeed? Mark Palios there speaking to me at Wembley after that brilliant win for Tranmere. So let's hear from one man who tasted redemption. Liam Rydals had two previous experiences of Wembley. One was the 3-1 defeat to Forest Green in the 2017 National League playoff final, where he was to blame for one of the goals, or at least partially to blame. And then he got sent off 48 seconds into the game against Borehamwood 12 months later. I asked him to compare those two experiences to this win against Newport.
It's the best one. Obviously, last year wasn't a good thing for me personally, but the lads obviously did it. But obviously this year, to stay on the pitch, and I think I did all right. So obviously, I said, no one will believe me, but I did say to Connor last night that he would score a header today. So And you can ask him on that, and I did say it. So I'm just so happy. I'm really happy for Connor because he's one of my good friends at Tranmere, so I'm really happy for him.
What was going through your head when you were walking out today?
Obviously, there was some added pressure just because of last year. But, you know, I think I've had a decent season, even though it was cut short with an injury at the start. But, I don't think I've really made a mistake this season, so I didn't really want to end it on a mistake. And yeah, there were a bit of added pressure, and I just wanted that first 5 minutes to go over. I can remember looking up at clock, and a minute and 28 seconds had gone, and I thought, well, not bad. So yeah, just absolutely delighted that we've won. Absolutely delighted that we won.
You came to this club when they were in League One. You've been there all the way, and now you're on the rise back. That must mean something to you.
It does. It really does, because you know, I come from Huddersfield. Time we're up at Huddersfield, they were in the Championship, weren't getting any game time. I come to Tranmere hoping to kick on, and you know, you don't expect for a team like Tranmere to get relegated twice, and I'm very proud of myself, to be honest with you, to stay with the club and to get them back to where they belong.
Because when I spoke to you last summer, you said, never, ever in my mind that I want to leave. I want to get them back there.
Absolutely, and that's what I've done. So I am out of contract, but we'll just have to see what happens. And I'm just absolutely delighted that I've managed to, well, not me personally, but, you know, I'm involved in a team that has managed to get them back into League One. And fans have got to be so happy. Jesus.
Do you hope to stay for next year then?
I do hope to stay for next year, yeah, definitely. I wouldn't like to leave. Don't think it'd be right for me to leave, but, you know, we'll just have to see what happens over the next coming weeks.
And what's going through your head when that goal does go in?
I started crying. Started crying and realised that we had 6 or 7 minutes still to play, and, you know, when the final whistle went, wow. Just absolutely delighted that we won, and so happy for Connor as well, you know, especially what happened with him last year and all that. He deserves it, but it is a team effort, and I think we've been different class this season.
That's Tranmere defender Liam Rydalge, and he really did put in a really good performance at Wembley without putting a foot wrong on Saturday. OK, goalkeeper Scott Davis has captained the side pretty much all through 2019, although Steve McNulty did come onto the pitch at Wembley and that captain's armband got handed straight over to him. But for Davis, it's yet another playoff final win.
Emotional, to be honest. Honestly, I was in tears at the end. The pride. I've never been so proud of the boys. Said it in the interviews in the week. We've been playing below our level, and finally people are going to stand up and take note of these players, because all of them deserve it.
And you're a League One player.
League One player. So happy, honestly, so happy, so proud. They were unbelievable. So happy for Connor. Deserved it. Liam Rydalge, unbelievable after last year. Pride's a big word, I'll say.
What was it like climbing those steps with Macca to lift the trophy?
I told you in the week I'd give him the honour, but the big fella, I told you, he's one of my best friends in football. He come to me and said, let's do it together. We've been through a lot, and to have that moment with him was special, and whatever happens in the future now, to have that moment with Big Mac, like I say, one of my best friends, makes me emotional now thinking about it.
And you had some big moments, some big saves in that game as well.
Yeah, but that's why we work so hard. Big Nico, we want to give him a big shout out, and Banksy, since he's come, has been unbelievable. So we work hard for them moments, and thankfully it went our way today.
Certainly did. We've got the goal scorer, Connor, we'll get him in a moment, but for you, what's going through your head when that goal goes in?
Calm, keep as calm as you possibly can. I had a little word with Big Steve similar to last year, let's get us over the line, and like I say, pride. I can't talk, I'm so emotional, and I'm so proud of the boys, honestly.
How's the journey back going to be?
I didn't remember last year's. I don't remember the Sunday, I don't remember the Monday, so I'm going to try and take it in a little bit more this year, and like I say, everyone deserves it, everyone.
Right, Scott, I'm going to have to speak to you about this, because I've seen the images and I've seen the footage of how you were celebrating, particularly on Sunday, maybe more so than on Saturday night. I'm going to question whether or not you do remember more of it than you do last year. Anyway, let's keep going. Here's what James Norwood had to say, the hero from 2018, and you didn't put in a bad shift in 2019 either.
It's special, you know. We needed it last year, you know, for the club's sake. This was more about our pride and what we wanted to achieve as players. So, you know, they're different meanings for them. You know, we had to keep the sort of club going last year, and promotion helped with that. And this year was about how good are you as players, and we've answered some questions.
How does it feel compared to last year then?
You know, it's exactly the same. We've got that elation, you know. We felt how good that week following the playoff final last year was, and it's difficult because we tasted defeat, we tasted victory, so now you know how they both feel. I'm just so happy that it's another good day.
And Connor is one of your best mates at this club. What a moment for him.
Absolutely over the moon. Obviously everyone knows the story about losing his granddad on the day of the first leg of the semi-final, and you know, he's had a tough time, and you know, I room with him and things like that, and you start to believe things are written for people in football. How many times do you see it? So you know, score the winner with 2 minutes left of extra time, you know, his granddad smiling down on him, and he's done something special for the club, you know, he's become a legend.
And you left it late again.
You know, they can't score if you score late, so you know, obviously we missed a few chances. Scotty's made an unbelievable save. You know, that was a match changer. They went down to 10 men, and suddenly they start thinking, well, that was us last year. We need to be careful. But you know, we were on top, and we dealt with their threats more often than not, you know, like really well. And it was just about getting that goal, and obviously the big fella popped up.
How proud are you of what you've achieved? First in the season back in the Football League and gone again.
It's incredible, you know. Two relegations for the club, you know. Mark and Nicola have played a massive, massive part in that, you know. With a cup run that's allowed us to bring players in, and the gaffer's spent it on people like David Perkins, and, you know, we've just kicked on that little bit more. But at the same time, the gaffer's kept that mainstay of the squad together. We've just moved on. You know, you look at signings we had 3 or 4 years, they pretty much all played today. As people that haven't been given a chance to play in the league, and, you know, we've just proved to everybody that why haven't you taken us 10 years earlier?
Is it even more special then to do it with Jay Harris, to do it with Steve McNulty, Scott Davis, the lads who've been there all the way through?
Oh, 100%. You can tell when that goal went in, you could tell people running off the bench. You know, our fitness coach has run 150 yards to go celebrate with the lads. That's how together and the unity we've got between us. You know, we win together, we lose together, and, you know, we fight together. And then we had to fight today, and, you know, we're walking into League One next year.
Can I ask where you got your hat from?
The chairman gave me it. So I think it's a down payment for tonight.
And what does the future hold for you then? There's been a lot of speculation. Will you be here next season?
The future for me at the minute is get on the coach, celebrate with the lads, wake up with a hangover tomorrow, and then deal with what needs to be dealt with. We've got a holiday booked with all the lads this to next week, and, you know, I'm gonna take time to celebrate this. You know, we've been to Wembley 3 times in 3 years and we've won 2 of them. You might never get another one. So for me, it's about celebrating with the people that I love at the club, and just taking the time out to do what needs to be done. And, you know, like, I'm not saying anything, do you know what I mean? I'm not here to write headlines about anything like that, but, you know, like, I love the club and I love the players and I love the staff, and, you know, like, I get on really well with the chairman. So I'm in no rush to do anything, you know. It's a long summer, but we'll see.
And there'll be plenty of Tranmere fans hoping that James Nord, of course, does stay at Prenton Park next season. 32 goals for him this year, 93 for the club over a 4-year stint. And, of course, perhaps most importantly, the winner against Boreham Wood in the 2018 National League playoff final as well. He's certainly written his name into the Tranmere history books and into the hearts of every Rovers fan who's seen him over that 4-year period. Finally, then, let's hear from the goal hero himself. Connor Jennings has had quite a couple of years at Tranmere, 3 years, in fact, and, of course, he's scored at Wembley twice now. He got the assist for Norwood in 2018 as well, but this goal means more than any of the previous ones he has scored, for sure. An absolutely brilliant header, finding himself in the right place at the right time. I managed to catch up with him at the civic reception down at Hamilton Square at the Town Hall on Monday, and he said the news still hasn't sunk in.
No, not really. Obviously, it's been a great few days celebrating with all the fans, so yeah, it's been a good few days.
How much of it can you remember, though?
I remember the celebration more than the game, but yeah, it's been brilliant.
Touch on how this compares to last year for you.
Well, they're both fantastic. Probably different circumstances in terms of the game, but to actually, you know, do it two on the bounce, it's special, and to get the club back in a league, what's more appropriate for them, yeah, it's brilliant.
And you played a massive part in both of those games, but you also came into both of those games under very difficult circumstances.
Yeah, you know, just a normal lad who's lucky enough to play football. You know, everything happens to everyone. So, yeah, you just got to be professional and get on with it, really.
You've been here for 3 years now. What does this club mean to you?
Oh, it's brilliant. Absolutely love it. You know, from the top to the bottom, all the fans, the players, the staff, everyone up above, absolutely fantastic. You know, love this club.
And that community side of it as well, I think, makes it so special for everyone, doesn't it?
Yeah. Saturday night and yesterday in the tent and the ground, it's fantastic. You probably don't really get it at many other clubs. Yeah, it was just brilliant. It really was.
Can you tell us what did happen on Saturday night?
A lot of drinking, a lot of celebrating. Yeah, just a very strange and eventful night, but yeah, it was good.
I think I saw on someone's Snapchat you rugby tackling David Perkins on the coach.
Possibly, I don't know.
It's been such a wonderful 3 years, though, and you ask the chairman, you'll ask the manager, yeah, and they'll say there's still so much more this club can do.
Yeah, obviously it's the only way is up, you know, for this club. you know, not just on the pitch, but you know, behind the scenes and in the community, there's so many good things happening. So hopefully it'll continue.
And you've played in League One before with Scunthorpe. Yeah. So what's it mean to get back?
Yeah, it's obviously nice to get back. Obviously came down a bit, but just so happy to, you know, come here and get this club back to League One.
And you'll still feel that you've got a lot to offer this club as well over the coming year that you've got on your contract and hopefully beyond.
Yeah, hopefully I can continue as have been, and but first of all, nice break first.
And those players are now having some hard-earned and much-deserved holiday time as well. They're off in Magaluf, having a bit of a break, having a bit of a party as well. I'm sure it's continuing all the way through. So congratulations to them for their achievements at Wembley and over the last 2 years as well. And fingers crossed this time next year, we'll be talking about three in a row.